The investment community really is not up to speed on FAS 133. We've been looking at some stuff on FAS 133 from Deloitte and Touche, and you can see from reading their webpage that there are changes coming already, or amendments to the original proposal by FASB. So I think the investment community will tend to wait toward the end of or the middle of next year before it's actually implemented, before they set their teeth into it. But what we have seen over the years is the capital markets are pretty efficient. So Mark touched upon pooling versus purchase, which is another very big issue for the folks up here when we look at stocks, because acquisitions are so critical to investing in companies, especially in the banking industry, that doing away with the pooling of interest accounting, which is what's been proposed, can be quite may have a significant impact on the M&A activity in 2001. Our feeling, though, is that the market discounts these changes. So the stock market knows who the players are in the derivatives. Kate mentioned in the mid-90s, some of the derivatives bombs went off with companies like Bank One out of Ohio. You also had PNC out of Pittsburgh, were names that really got caught in their derivatives problems, and the market took it out in their stock price. So the market's pretty efficient. So though the investment community may not have very short and precise answers to FAS 133, what we're trying to say, and what you're hearing from everybody, is this earnings volatility, if FAS 133 creates it, which it appears it will, that's going to cause problems for stock prices, and the capital markets will see that. So as we approach that June deadline, I think you're going to see the stocks possibly react to this FAS 133, and it's going to cause prices to be a little more volatile, even if the investment community is not prepared to really understand it.
But wait, Gerard, I have to, you honestly feel that there's going to be an understanding and then the stocks react? What we've seen, at least what happened with the FAS 125, is it took a full quarter before people even started discounting gain on sale revenue, and then it was really about 9 months before I saw the first report on Wall Street about what 125 and gain on sale means. I mean, it seems like there is a major lag in our understanding.
I would agree with you. When it comes to these very technical issues, the equity, the analyst community may not be the most sophisticated in disseminating that information. But what I would suggest is that the stock prices, based on what the full efficiency of the capital markets, they will start to take into effect. If they know someone's going to have a big swing in earnings in Q3 or the end of the year 2000 and into 2001, I would say the stock prices will start to reflect that even before any of the analysts may actually write about it or talk about it with their clients. The stock